I have with me today guests from the Lake West Bonner County School District 83. I want to just give a brief introduction. We have Susie Lucky. She's the interim superintendent.
Hello.
We have Steffi Pavey, business manager. Hi, Steffi.
Hi.
And Margie Hall, Zone 1 trustee.
Good morning, everyone.
Thanks for joining me. I think it's very important that we know what's going on in our school districts. Our children are important to us. And I just wanted to explain quickly to our listeners here at 88.5 KRFY that this is an informational outreach by the school district to help clarify details about the levy. It's there's a lot of information. We'll get to websites people can go to find out more, but this is important to know this kind of information. We also know that Lake Pontary School District gets a lot of press, but West Bonner County School District 83 is vibrant and serves a large portion of students and families in Bonner County. Could you, Susie Lucky, interim superintendent, give us the brief demographics of the district? How big is it? Just to have a picture of the area and the population served, kind of a description.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having us this morning. West Bonner County School District currently serves 1,089 students, and that's an increase of 110 students this year. Our district covers 780 square miles, spanning from north of Nordman, Idaho, near Priest Lake, to the south of Blanchard, near Spirit Lake border. Our district maintains 5 school sites. We have 3 elementary schools, 1 rural school at Priest Lake, and then we also have 2 secondary schools, the Priest River Junior High and Priest River Lamana High School. We maintain 5 school sites, a bus and transportation facility, and our district office. And our district is unique in that I consider it a community district in that we provide extracurricular activities, not only for our public school families, but as well, we have many private school families and homeschool families that also participate in those activities.
It sounds like a very large district, and when you talk about transportation, it's really a lot of details and a lot of expense to serve those 1,089 students, which is an increase of 110. So financially, I guess we could move over to business manager Steffi Pavey. It takes a lot of revenue, so to speak, to run the district as it is right now. How do you manage and balance all that? Currently, you're operating under a supplemental levy income that is to be ending, and so you want to renew that, I think. But we'll talk about the levy in a minute. But how do you finance this district? What are the sources of funding?
The sources of funding for the West Bonner County School District is comprised of state revenue, local revenue, which is the supplemental levy or levy dollars, and federal money. There's a percentage-wise, that's approximately 30% is levy or local funded.
Okay. Your expenses met with those 3 revenue sources?
State, local, and federal.
And are your expenses met? Are you balancing a budget? Are you able to, or is it always kind of a shortfall, no matter what?
By law, the school district has to arrive at a balanced budget by June 30th of every year. It is always a challenge to address all of the needs in the district. With the finite amount of money that is available.
Okay. So this supplemental levy or renewal is a renewal of the current levy that you're working under. So you've initiated this, the vote's coming up on May 16th. What is it for? How What does it cover? Why is it important?
So the West Bonner County School District two-year supplemental levy expires every 2 years. The May 16th, 2023 election is the opportunity to renew critical funding. It takes a simple majority to pass. On the ballot this year, we have athletics, co-curricular, and extracurricular activities, salaries and benefits to recruit and retain quality staff for our classified and certified. We have instructional materials such as textbooks, learning materials, and staff development, a school resource officer, as well as safety and facility improvements, and a school bus acquisition.
Okay. So you said what it covers. How important are all of those things? I mean, you can kind of guess. They really all support students and our children. But how important is it that this is renewed and passed during this upcoming May 16th election?
Well, I would say that it's extremely important. Without this funding, just imagine any budget having to cut a third of their overall budget. So when we look at our district has, our board has adopted a five-year strategic plan this year to address the academic needs of our students, to address the needs of recruiting and retaining quality staff. And without these funds, if this levy failed, then we would not be able to provide the items listed on the levy, or possibly it would make it very difficult to implement the five-year strategic plan, and it would be very difficult to recruit and, most importantly, retain quality staff.
Let's get into that for just a minute, because I think any school district in Idaho that's close to the Washington border has a super challenge there. How will this levy specifically help recruit and retain teachers? It's a challenge, I am sure. So what can this do? I know that the state of Idaho recently allocated more money for teacher salary, starting base salary, but does it, how does that look to you guys?
Well, that is a great question. And yes, our district, you know, being right next door to Washington State, does have that challenge, not only for our certified staff, but our classified staff as well. With the approval of this levy, it will adjust our classified schedule so that hopefully we can, sometimes we don't even have applications for positions, or it's just very hard to maintain, keep people here. So with the passage of the levy, part of it, you will see our salaries and benefits. And the plan there was to increase the wages so that then we could be competitive with our neighbors and with neighboring districts.
Right. Say classified staff, certified are teachers, and there is a scale in Idaho that they come into with starting salary and increases. But classified staff is all the rest of it. And that is where you want to be competitive with your neighbors in Newport.
Yes, and as well, certified too. Our district history has been a 10 to 20% turnover in our certified staff per year. And so as you can imagine, it's very difficult to develop any kind of program that is continuous, as well as it's very costly. Anytime you're retraining a new employee, that is very expensive. So the hope is to recruit people who want to be here, who want to make a difference for our kids, and can also make a wage that they could make a living.
Right. How are some of the ways that a certified teacher could get support outside of the financial support? Is it extended education, seminars? What really supports them? Less students in the classroom, more support staff? I don't know.
I think all of those things that you just mentioned are a yes. I think teachers need support from each other. Collaboration is very important with our 5-year strategic plan. It is written in there along with, we have also, the board is going to move to a 4-day school week next year that will allow time for teachers to have collaboration. They will have time for staff development, as well as you mentioned, support in the classroom and class sizes. Yes, if the levy, if we didn't have the levy, then we would have to look at cuts, and then you're talking about larger class sizes. And then, as we all know, you know, our students have many needs. So our paraprofessionals, the behavior specialists, they are integral parts to the success of any plan. And so we, you know, teachers need that support too.
Right. So that's really giving us a picture of why this is important. And it's not a bond levy. It is a supplemental renewal levy. And the date for the voting is May 16th. I just want to send out if folks are listening to this and they don't know exactly, they are just hearing about this for the first time, they can call the county clerk's office and find out more. That number is 208-265-1432. And get an absentee ballot if they need to, and or find out where they can vote on that day. It's important because, well, you know, you're educators, and I was an educator for a long time, and we know that the most important thing we can do is support our children. So good work there, all of you. Let's get into what the voters want to know besides what the levy is, you know, slated for and what it funds. What does it cost the voter currently with the current levy that's in place? And if this is a renewal, will it change? Will it go up? And how can they find out this information?
So if the projected cost for a home assessed at $393,000 with a homeowner's exemption, under our current levy, that's going to be approximately $17.13 a month. With the proposed levy, given those numbers, that's $23.48 a month. So this equals an increase of about $6.35 a month.
And per year, that's $80 or less, I think.
Yes.
I think I got that right. Okay, and how can someone, this is a concern for folks. Everybody's stretched these days, it seems. How can they find out exactly what their liability would be on this? That's not the right word. Their cost would be for this levy.
Sure, they could call the county office. They could also refer to their current assessed value statement from the county and look at their assessed value, and then take away $150,000 for a homeowner exemption. And it's important that folks understand that, because that amount went up this year. And then they would be able to estimate the cost. They also need to keep in mind, if they're looking at their assessed value statement, that the tax that they figure out will replace the current tax that is listed on that statement. As well, the district is working on providing a tax calculator to put on our district site, and we're hoping that that will be up this week, where patrons can go in and they can put their assessed property value, and then it will calculate for them their annual cost and break it down to their monthly cost.
Well, that's good news that they can get involved and find out and become voters on this levy. How confident are you, or how are you looking at this vote coming up? How are you hoping? What are you hoping for? Obviously for it to pass, but what do you need for that to happen?
Well, I think something that is what we need is personally is just to have unity within our community. I don't know if all districts are like this, but we have, I mentioned earlier, we have private schools and we have a lot of families who homeschool, and we have our public school families, and we are all very integrated in a variety of activities. And one of the celebrations, I think, for this year has been the fact that the district has implemented 3C meetings, and they're a place where patrons can go and have critical conversations about the challenges and the celebrations that the district has. And so I think that what we really hope is to bring unity within our district and to all come to a common ground where we can decide what is the best way to support all of our kids and how to help them all be successful wherever their journey in life leads their family. And so that's really the hope of this. And then the voters will really speak to that when they vote on Tuesday, May 16th. I believe they will let the district know, they will let the board know the direction that they choose for the district to go. And of course, we are always hoping that our budget would not be cut by a third, so that we can really provide a quality education for all of our families.
Excellent. Let's talk about the board a little bit and this five-year strategic plan. I don't know, Margie, if you want to weigh in on this. And as Susie Gawke said, the interim superintendent, this levy plays into that plan specifically around, well, most things, but retention of teachers and things like that. Anything the board wants to weigh in on this?
I think from the board perspective, this five-year strategic plan, the board voted unanimously on it. I think they felt that it was important to have a really definitive game plan. And I have to give kudos to the hard work that went into developing this plan. It was through the our former superintendent and our leadership team and members of the community putting input into it. It has six goals, six pillars, and the levy, the items on the levy directly relate to those goals, certain goals in that strategic plan. The strategic plan is on our website. It is up on front. People can click on it and look at it. And I think it's critical. We've got a 1990 minivan that we are, that's been driven by several generations of children. They've been using it. And it's been kept up amazingly with the funds available. But now there's a plan, the strategic plan, to improve that van, its performance, efficiency, and safety for those, our children, using it now and in the future. And basically, we've got, the plan is there. We need to, the levy is what is going to help implement that plan. And so it's really lined up. Some of it is unfunded and underfunded mandates. I mean, we've got underfunded and unfunded line items that are part of that levy that are actually fitting also into that strategic plan.
So I'm wondering, is the five-year strategic plan, there'll be places and times when you review it, renew it, and agree to move forward with it, because that's how a strategic plan works. I think it's excellent that you brought the whole community into the thought of how this school district, West Bonnet County School District 83, can support our children and the students that you serve. So excellent work there from everyone who was involved. I like the thought, Susie Gawke, of unity as a theme for what you're trying to do and the work that you do. I commend you for that work. I also want to just send out that anyone that wants to find out more information, excellent resources on your website. West Bonner County School District 83. It's understanding the levy, the supplemental levy renewal. Lots of good information and phone numbers you can call, how to find out more, things like that. I want to throw out the county clerk's number again, 208-265-1432 to find out about voting. So now is the time when each of you, or one of you, or none of you, can just say what you'd like to say to wrap it up. Anything we missed?
Well, I think you did a great job of covering all the information that our voters need to make an informed decision. And I would just like to thank you for inviting us today and letting us present the facts. And again, if anyone has any questions, comments, concerns, please don't hesitate to contact us at the district office.
And what's that number, Susie?
It's 208-448-4439.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate it. Anything else from anyone else?
Susie, I would like to add that we do have a set of levy informational meetings that are going to be taking a place around the county, or the district, I should say. And I think they will be posted. Will there be a list posted on the website as well? I know that there's a notice that has gone out and will be out in the paper. But we are looking at meetings at Priest River Lamana High, actually today later with their PTO or site council. We've got one at Priest Lake Elementary School on the 26th. And then we will be up here also at Priest Lake at Millie's for a community informational meeting. It will be, and then we have Edgemere Grain on May 8th. Tuesday, May 9th at Blue Lake Grange. We will have a 3Cs meeting May 1st at 6 p.m. at the Priest River Lamana High School. And then the Laclede Community Center is May 11th. And then we also have, those are the main ones. And that list, I know there's a lot there, but just to say that we are trying to get out, do informational meetings that people can come and ask questions in their neighborhood. So not only the 3Cs meeting at the the high school, but also in smaller informational meetings.
Sounds perfect. I just want to give out that website. It's sd83.org. I'm pretty sure that's your website to get information. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. And Susie Lucky, Interim Superintendent, Steffi Pavey, Business Manager, and Margie Hall, Zone 1 Trustee from West Bonner County School District 83. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.